25. She was 28. He was homegrown country. She just pulled off the interstate. She bought a Dr. Pepper, $10 worth of gas. She was obviously lost and too afraid to ask direction. So he offered her a smile and a stick of beech nut gum. Said, where you headed to, girl? Where you coming from? She said, New Orleans. But that's another story. New Orleans. That's another time. That's another town. That's another life. First she stayed a day, and then she stayed a week. A couple of months later, they were living on his parents' street. He worked the station, and she worked the store. And then they had a baby, and then they had one more, little Jesse. When she dropped the kids off at the Mother's Day out, all the ladies had their questions they knew not to ask about. New Orleans, but that's another story. New Orleans, that's another time. That's another town. That's another life. Night supper at the First Baptist Church. A stranger standing in the doorway as I'm passing out dessert. He said, go on, pack your bags, cause I'm here to take you home. Going back to Louisiana, woman, I ain't gonna go without you. There's a few defining moments in every person's life. When you know what you've done wrong, and you know what you've done right. For the congregation, her husband and her kids, she said, how dare you even speak to me after everything you did in New Orleans. But that's another story. New Orleans. That's another town. That's another life. Oh, that's another time. That's another town. That's another life.